with us. We're going to open the phones up coming up at the bottom of the hour for those that are holding. We've aired the world-exclusive Charlie Sheen video last hour. It's up at InfoWars.com. It's up at PrisonPlanet.com. It's above the 20 minutes of the letter, President, 20 minutes with the President letter. It's there. And it's he is a call to arms in the InfoWar, a peaceful revolution of 9/11 truth and understanding false flag terror. We believe they're getting ready to stage more events, and now is the time to expose it. The video is titled Charlie Sheen's Video Message to President Obama. And this is an attempt, and it's having a big effect. Hundreds of newspapers, I can't even count them all, from the Houston Chronicle to the LA Times, the Times of London to the Daily Mail to the New York Post to U.S. News and World Report to Fox News. Now they're talking about Charlie Sheen saying 9/11 is an inside job. They're trying to misrepresent what he said, trying to say the families don't like it, when his letter is actually about the families and what they're saying, and how 6 of the 10 commission members said the whole investigation was a whitewash and a fraud. This is a mass movement. Just like Tarpley always talks about national strikes. That's what this is. Charlie's saying, go out tomorrow in all your cities with banners for 9/11 truth. Go to town halls. Inject that into the discussion. Inject into the discussion that Obama's continuing the torture, secret arrest, indefinite detention, took 50,000 U.S. troops out of Iraq, put 50,000 more contractors in, sent the 50,000 troops to Afghanistan and Pakistan. It's an incredible letter he's written to capture the imagination of people, but now he's put out the interviews, the live interviews, the video. It's incredible. Webster Tarpley, my friend, author of Synthetic Terror, documenting a 9/11 inside job. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex. Good to be here.
You bet. What do you think of Charlie and mine's initiative here?
Well, I think it's very timely. I think we can put what Charlie Sheen has done together with Cindy Sheehan going to Martha's Vineyard to confront Obama on the question of the Afghan war. And I think what it might mean for us now is to revive this entire area of activism, which has tended to decline over the last year or so. What I mean by that is this: the 9/11 truth movement and the anti-war movement were artificially separated, and this was mostly the guilt, I think, of left liberals who refused to entertain what they called conspiracy theories. And of course, it's just ridiculous. So it meant that they were banned from looking at the thing that Bush and Cheney were always citing as the basis for everything they did, which were the 9/11 attacks. So the 9/11 truth movement in its better moments always tried to merge with the anti-war movement, saying, look, you know, you guys need a head. Or the 9/11 truth movement always represented the anti-war movement with a brain. Now what we've had is, with the coming of Obama, the left liberal foundation funded anti-war movement has basically dried up. They've gone away. They've quit. They're not interested in this huge war in Afghanistan that's escalating every day, and they're not interested in the fact that you've still got 120,000 GIs in Iraq. And I think what is possible now is the people who are still concerned about 9/11, because all of those, the networks that did 9/11 are still honeycombing and infesting the Pentagon, the CIA, the DIA, the NSA, and all these other agencies, because that's how it was carried out. The people who are concerned about that can now, I think, reassert the political relevance of this. If you combine it with the anti-Afghan war ferment, which is big, and it's big worldwide, right? It's breaking out in Germany over this latest horrendous atrocity of killing 100 people around a tanker truck. So what I see is, it's time to assert 9/11 truth combined with U.S. get out of Iraq and get out of Afghanistan. It was liquidate the premise and liquidate the consequences that Obama has now been pushing in his Phoenix speech of a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that's all Obama is doing, is papering over all the resistance that was mounting against these imperial wars. His job is to pacify the left and to inject race-pimping division in. We'll talk about that with Webster Tarpley when we get back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cowbin Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cowbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at Infowars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cowbin Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cowbin Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, what Charlie Sheen has done through this radio show and through you spreading the word has put 9/11 Truth front and center on the eve of 9/11, the eight-year anniversary of that staged terror attack. And as Webster has said many times, we must take the tool of false flag terror and we must expose it. We must break it in front of their faces, to quote him. We must inoculate the public to understand psychologically and intellectually how staged terror attacks work, or the establishment will continue to stage attacks over and over and over again to get their agenda through. Webster, the foundation left was always there to control the left so that wars and the movements against wars could be hamstrung. Now I have the George Soros Media Matters and all the other publications he openly is the number one funder of, along with the Rockefeller Foundation, attacking me, saying there's no youth corps, no youth brigades, there's no police state, there's no Northcom. I mean, just total lying and deception. How long can this work? How long can they keep the anti-war movement pacified as Obama admittedly takes 50,000 troops, as I said, out of Iraq, puts them in Afghanistan, and then puts 50,000 more contractors in Iraq, actually boosting the number, and then sends a bunch of contractors to Afghanistan. I mean, this is a massive ballooning in the war, and the average liberal bumbling around out there thinks the war is over.
Well, the question of how long they can get away with it is the question of when will a mass movement to stop it emerge, because that's the only way that these things are going to happen. Thanks to Charlie Sheen coming forward with this, and thanks to Cindy Sheehan, we've got the Sheen-Sheehan cooperation, I think, going on. You've got a revival of the anti-war movement, and now we've got the revival of the 9/11 truth movement. But the question is, what is that going to lead to? Obama is literally getting away with unbelievable crimes, and the difference, of course, is that he does it all under left cover, not under the overtly racist militarist slogans of Bush and Cheney. But the question is, that's got to be translated into boots on the ground. In other words, I think the big thing we would need now is obviously whatever can be done this week to commemorate 9/11 to keep this question alive. But I think the larger thing as the autumn goes on is in October, November, there are various peace demonstrations, anti-Afghan war demonstrations scheduled here for Washington, among other things. The problem is we've got one group wants to come to town on October 5th and 6th, which I think turns out to be a Monday. And, of course, if you want to have a serious demonstration, you've got to have it on a Saturday so people can come to it. So I think what you've got is some of these anti-war organizations are trying to cover themselves, saying, yeah, well, we had a demonstration, but not enough people came, except that they're scheduling it on Monday when they know very well that most people can't come because most people have to work. So I think what we've got to press for is mass action to end these wars, but, again, get rid of this crippling flaw which we had previously in 06 and 07, which was that the anti-war movement refused to entertain 9/11 truth, at least at the level of the leaders, and bring these back together so that the question of forcing the U.S. out of Afghanistan and Iraq is completely merged with 9/11, because, again, it's the premise, it's the reason that Bush always cited, and now Obama has cited again. That speech in Phoenix about 2.5 weeks ago was unbelievable. He was channeling Bush and Cheney. This was his biggest public embrace of the 9/11 myth, which was something that he stayed away from. He previously wanted to cultivate his left cover much more, but this time he came out and it was a stunning embrace of the entire bankrupt reasoning of Bush and Cheney.
Let me ask you a question here, though, Webster. We see all these 9/11 truth hit pieces in National Geographic, PBS, you name it, coming out. We see all these hit pieces in the news. We see the going after Van Jones, not for all the legitimate bad things he wanted, but on 9/11 truth to create a peer pressure illusion. The 9/11 truth is very unpopular when in the polls show it's the opposite. So the establishment is attacking 9/11 truth now more than it's done in the last 3-4 years. Why do you think that's happening now? I think it's, and I know it's because they realize it is a real substantive challenge. They hoped it would fully dissipate when Bush left, and it was only kind of a leftist angle, which it wasn't from its foundation. It was populist against Bush, but instead it continued to grow and get more scholarly and scientific. So I see the establishment seeing it as a major threat.
Well, it's a major threat because Obama needs it more to maintain his reasoning around Afghanistan. In other words, Obama is now the warmonger that we always said he was. In other words, he ran as a warmonger. He promised the unilateral bombing of Pakistan, the invasion of Pakistan, in effect, and he promised to escalate the Afghan war, and he's now doing that, and this is turning into a disaster. In other words, the casualties in July were the worst that they've been in the whole 8 years since 9/11, and now August is even worse, and September is presumably going to be even worse than August. You've got photographs of soldiers getting killed. You've got this horrendous tanker truck bombing incident. So this entire policy is in tremendous crisis. As Obama gets weaker and weaker in his ability to justify the slaughter, Obama's going to have to go back and say, well, remember, the reason for this is 9/11. And that's what he did in Phoenix. He said, if we don't occupy Afghanistan and defeat the Taliban, then there will be a new 9/11. So Obama has announced the new 9/11 in that unbelievable Phoenix speech. So the only way that you can stop that, again, is to refute it. I would point, above all to this question of MIHOP. In other words, I think this has become clearer over the years. There are various schools of 9/11 analysis, and the only one that gets you anywhere is the MIHOP one, the made it happen on purpose. In other words, intelligence community networks, privately controlled, but crisscrossing the agencies of the federal government, right, reaching from the Pentagon to the DIA to the CIA to the NSA to the FBI and so forth, as has been shown in a number of studies, including my own and your work, too. This is where it came from. In other words, this came from the bowels of the U.S. intelligence community and not from some crazy cave in the Hindu Kush. That's the only knowledge that's worth anything.
Go ahead.
All the other approaches, whether you believe in the official version or you have unanswered questions or you believe in blowback, which is what Obama went with at the time, right? If you look in my book, my Obama biography, Obama wrote about 9/11, you know, in the immediate aftermath, and what he said about it was more or less what Jeremiah Wright said, was that it was your blowback, it was your punishment.
Yeah, chickens coming home to roost.
Yeah, it's your punishment for being an imperialist. And when you bomb them, they bomb you. And the problem is that's not how it happened. That's just not true. It didn't come from them.
Okay,
up. And it was the people who say somebody let it happen on purpose. This is all the same, ultimately. There's no difference in any of that, because it all assumes that there really is a terror organization. They really want to come and kill you, and they can if you let them. So you better fight them or fight them better or whatever it is. So it came out of the intelligence community of the United States through maneuvers, through drills. And my count on the drills, which I've updated some months ago, it's 25-plus drills happening on 9/11, recently concluded or in advanced stages of preparation. So that's how you begin looking for what's going to happen next.
Webster, can you hear me?
Sure.
Okay, I wanted to make sure you can hear me. I wanted to shift gears. The establishment is definitely threatened by our Charlie Sheen event because we were later sent internal emails and things. I'm not going to give the folks attention. That big online so-called, you know, conspiracy type websites were coordinating, saying attack Alex Jones, attack the Sheen thing, telling their minions to do it, and then telling them to kind of misrepresent and even going with slogans against me. And we saw this within hours of us launching the Charlie Sheen story. So there is no doubt that the establishment is threatened by this.
Congratulations. I think, it's a badge of honor to be so high on their enemies list, because they do have an enemies list, right? We're back to Nixon, right? You can say Obama brings together the economy of a Carter, the lost wars of an LBJ, but also the internal security practices and secret intelligence dirty tricks of a Nixon. Obviously, as this all deteriorates, in other words, the economy is linked to Afghanistan, and that's obviously practically the same thing as 9/11 truth. As all of the lies begin to deteriorate and the credibility of this whole regime collapses, then I think a lot of that is going to fall away. And, you know, that famous progression, right? First they ignore you, then they ridicule you, then they attack you, and so forth, right? So you're moving along that continuum.
Well, that brings me to my next point. They openly are setting up national forced conscription operations. It's in the bills. It's in the announcements. The Girl Scouts to work under FEMA in anti-terror, leading the families, so our little girls. And then they say the Boy Scouts in the New York Times are training to, quote, take on disgruntled veterans with guns and seek and destroy. And then they're also openly announcing that they have Green Brigade kids that are going home from school, telling their mothers they, quote, can't have a hot bath, their carbon footprint's too big. I mean, they're pulling all the stops out.
Yeah, I think there's a tremendous effort by the Obama people to keep that going. At the same time, though, I think the erosion of Obama, right, his collapse in the polls and the emergence of various counter-movements makes this harder to do, and one of the main things that makes it harder is the simple revelation of the fact that Obama is this total Wall Street puppet. For example, everybody is asking why doesn't Obama mobilize his supporters on this healthcare stuff? Well, he can't do it because his program is so devoted to Wall Street and insurance company interests that he can't get people to go out
on
the street for him.
Got a break. Absolutely. It's a bait and switch. They say it's socialism. It really isn't even that. It's just a total raping. We're going to talk about his collapse when we come back.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Your calls are coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. Somebody's been arrested outside an Obama event with a gun. Man with gun arrested during Obama address, U.S. Capitol Police. Arrested a Virginia man who they say tried to get into a secure area, into the Capitol, with a gun in his car. Oh, in his car. That means they were searching cars and found a gun as the president gave his health care address. But the government can have all its guns, but citizens with guns, that's scary. Webster, there's so many points to talk about. Obama is plunging, and you said, and you were right, that that was the key to really expose him as a fraud in his first couple hundred days. The Obama deception's gone a long way towards doing that. Everybody's activism has. The fact that he lies about everything has done that. They're now saying, call him anything, say he's lying, disagree with him in any way, you're a racist. They're cold-bloodedly, Chris Matthews and others, injecting racial division. Aren't they the racist? Aren't they the people using divide and conquer?
Completely discredited press whores and media whores whose devotion to Obama and whose corruption is now legendary. And there's also this interesting story that General Electric, which runs NBC and MSNBC and quite a bunch of other things, that they actually have these dirty, dirty deals for patronage with the Obama administration. So you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. We'll give you positive press and you steer various contracts and various kinds of government patronage our way. I would just like to go back to this question of 9/11 and the Afghan war, because these were planned together. And one of the things I have discovered in research is this Unified Vision 2001, and maybe this can point up what we're dealing with. Unified Vision 2001 was a multi-agency exercise May 7th to May 24th, 2001. And the scenario for this, you're going to hear, it's basically the planning of the attack on Afghanistan. The scenario was a global deployment into a landlocked country with hostile terrain, lack of basing agreements with neighboring countries. Remember, they had to threaten Pakistan with the...
I mean, they were already massing U.S. troops in the area months before.
Right, and that's under this exercise, Unified Vision 2001. So one of the directors of this exercise says, the real events similar to the Unified Vision scenario unfolded in the attacks of September 11th. And one of them says, Nostradamus couldn't have nailed the first battle of the next war any closer than we did. This time we got it right. So they go seamlessly from the drill into the actual war. So the drill goes live. Now, when you see not one of those, but a couple of dozen, because that's what you have. We don't have time to go through them all now. This shows that the 9/11 attacks and this geopolitical assault on Afghanistan in particular, these were planned as part of the same package. So you got to reject both of them. And I would say to 9/11 people, make this Afghanistan question your cause, and certainly the anti-war people, if you don't have 9/11 truth going for you, then you can't defeat Obama's continued demagogy that somehow this godforsaken landlocked country on the other side of the world is an immediate threat, whereas other failed states, for some reason, Somalia and several others that are in more or less the same condition, they don't seem to represent the same thing. What is it? Is it something to do with the fact that Pakistan is an energy corridor and Afghanistan is where Russia and China and India and Eurasia all come together? It's sort of the hub of the Eurasian landmass, right? The heartland, as these old geopolitics guys used to say. So this is what you're dealing with. And one other interesting thing, if people saw this this movie about the plot to kill Hitler, right, the Valkyrie, you see the same idea. If you see von Stauffenberg and his group of co-workers, right, they want to overthrow Hitler. And how did they do it? They did it under Operation Valkyrie. In other words, they took an existing operation that was, sanctioned and on the books and had been drilled, and they redirected it. And they redirected it, in this case, against Hitler, at least they tried to. So this simply shows again and again and again that operations of this size and this magnitude that have to use government assets for the purposes of this private
They must
network,
be bootlegged, and they use drills right. or giant operations as the cover.
And you just see this again and again and again.
Well, we saw this with the flu in January for mass graves, mass arrest, hardening of government compounds, getting ready to put troops on the streets. They were telling them, well, this drill is our cover for what's really going to happen in the fall. Do you think they're still planning to use the flu as some type of police state cover?
I think there are any number of possibilities now. There's always this question of economic breakdown crisis. There are all kinds of public health emergencies of this kind or of other kinds. And then on top of that, you've got other things. For example, if you look at the group in power, an explosion in a nuclear reactor would, I think, be very, very welcome to some of these people. So I think you've got to basically learn
Hold
the
on.
Lesson
You're
of 9/11.
You're triangulating that they would do that to also shut down nuclear power, create some event to get their green takeover. Stay with us. I agree with you.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There's too many of you crying.
All right, Webster just with us for 5 more minutes. I'm going to go right to your phone calls, everybody that's patiently holding. Don't forget, Charlie Sheen's special video message to President Barack Obama is now up at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's now up on YouTube. We have it linked all over InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is an alert. Please give it to your old email list. Please put it on MySpace. Please send it all over YouTube. Please show it to your coworkers. Email it to the White House website over and over again, whitehouse.gov, because this is only phase one in what we're doing. I'll just leave it at that. But this is so vitally important, and it's a stunningly well-done video by Aaron Dykes, and the information is penetrating that Charlie Sheen brings up. It's one of the best six-minute videos we've ever put out, and it's Charlie Sheen on video requesting this, and this will get major media attention. We're also in the next few hours going to put up a version that doesn't have all the bells and whistles and video clips just for news media to use it to get it out on TV. And we're going to put out a press release. In fact, I forgot. Paul Watson, I need you to do that press release. Charlie Sheen demands Obama reopen 9/11 investigation. We need to have Charlie Sheen issues or releases video message to President Obama asking that he meet with Charlie Sheen and family members, victims of 9/11. I mean, that's basically the type of headline we need. In fact, I need to call Watson back. Because Paul's already got the basic press release up that we're going to send out. People don't really read the whole letter. It says that the family members have asked him to do this, and he's wanting Obama to at least meet with them. It isn't just about Charlie Sheen meeting with the president. Going back to Webster Tarpley, Webster, continue with the line that you were breaking down there.
Well, the 25-plus drills on the one side, and I think this is really it's important because if you don't get to the level of Myhop, that's made it happen on purpose, you don't have any knowledge of permanent value. In other words, to learn something about 9/11 that prepares you to deal with the next round and the next round and future events, you've got to get to this level of made it happen on purpose, the key role of the drills, right? You've also got to become familiar with concepts like the patsies, the moles, the technicians, right, the professional killers, and so forth, because this is it's synthetic terror because it's all kinds of elements that come together to create this illusion of the terrorist event and the interpretation they want to give to it. The other side, of course, in terms of the reopening the investigation, I think one important point is what Kane and Hamilton, the two bosses of the 9/11 Commission, admitted, I think around the time of the fifth anniversary, I think, or maybe the sixth, but certainly they admitted it, was that the Air Force witnesses, the Larry Arnolds and the other people from the Northeast Air Defense Sector in Rome, New York, had committed massive perjury in front of the commission concerning the timelines, concerning the deployment of the interceptor aircraft, and basically lied about everything. So this is in the public domain. Governor Kane of New Jersey and Lee Hamilton, former congressman from Indiana, came out and they wrote this book called Unprecedented, where they said, oh, yes, at the end we were aware that the Air Force generals had committed massive perjury, and we had a special meeting of our commission. What should we do about it? Should we give criminal referrals to the Justice Department? And then we thought, no, that wouldn't be good for the country. That would be too inflammatory. So we decided to let the inspectors general of the various government agencies handle it, and, of course, they duly came out in a year or so and said, we're not going to do anything because there's no reason to. So this entire official version is shot full of holes. I mean, it's a mockery. It's a bad joke. So there would be plenty of reason. Now, I would say don't get your hopes up about Obama, but it is important to strip away this left credibility that he has, at least with some people. If you take away his left cover, the guy can't function. So the best way to attack him is precisely like this, to attack him on 9/11 in Afghanistan and challenge him to liquidate this stuff left over from Bush, because he is increasingly inseparable from Bush. He's indistinguishable. The policies are exactly the same, only the slogans change a little bit. And once you point that out, then you really have him, and that's when he begins to suffer politically on that flank as well.
Absolutely. But as he collapses even faster than we predicted he would, I don't see them being able to continue their operations without staging terror or starting a new war. And that leads me to the Jerusalem Post, what we started the show with today. Kremlin official confirms prime minister's trip. A senior Kremlin official confirmed Wednesday to a Russian paper that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu did indeed take a clandestine trip to Russia on Monday. Commenting on the visit, the official said that this kind of development can only be related to new and threatening information on Iran's nuclear program. The Russian newspaper quoted experts speculating that such a trip only could be justified under extraordinary circumstances, for example, in the case of Israel planning to attack Iran. We have the Rand Corporation document a year ago where they're saying we need to stage some type of event or have a huge World War III scenario to get the global banking system in place. We have open talk in major publications this week, like the Associated Press, with top economists saying we may have Argentine-type devaluation the next year, that it's a probability. We have gold and other commodities exploding. We have this whole constellation of things developing right now, Webster. They've got so many false flags in the hopper. Stage terror, blowing up nuclear reactors. I want you to speak to why that's a good idea for them. I agree with you. New wars, financial collapses. I mean, everything's coming into place right now, And it appears the government, being controlled by foreign corporate interest, has just decided to go into full gear and just doesn't care.
My idea was always that the Obama foreign policy would be different from Bush-Cheney in a couple of important areas.
You said it would be bigger and worse.
And especially in regard to Iran. In other words, the Bush-Cheney effort was indeed to bomb Iran to try to destroy it, and also to send in special forces teams and subversion teams and so forth. With Obama, you could see that there was this attempt to have a color revolution, in other words, to overthrow the existing Ahmadinejad regime and replace that with a CIA puppet government led by this Mousavi, with Rafsanjani, the corrupt bazaar merchant faction, sitting in the background. That doesn't look like it's going anywhere. And I think right now you're in an area where the original strategic plan of Obama seems to be breaking down in quite a number of ways. So we may indeed now be in an area of what can we call it? Ain't no me, right? We don't know what's coming next. And rather than having a policy thrust coming from Brzezinski and Obama, it may be that we're into this area of drift and chaos. And under those circumstances, maybe some of these older neocon tendencies are going to reassert themselves. I wouldn't jump to the conclusion that Netanyahu is going to Moscow for that. There could be other reasons. I mean, one of the things you see was this big move by Saudi Arabia to open up a dialogue with Russia, and we've just had another Saudi prince, the former ambassador here in Washington, Tarki, I think his name is, Prince Tarki, just said, Obama, you're a demagogue. Stop demagoguing about energy independence. Stop insulting us. We're sick of it. So I think there's a lot of friction between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia, and that could possibly have some relation to the entire U.S. strategic position.
You were on a month ago with us, and were correct in saying that there was that major friction and that they had arrested Bondar and all this, and certainly that all came out later. Webster, we carry all four of your books, the Economic Cataclysm book, your two books on Obama and Synthetic Terror, all available at InfoWars.com on the secure online video bookstore shopping cart. I want to really thank you for joining us. We look forward to talking
Always
to you again.
Always a pleasure, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you for popping in with us for the last 40 minutes. Now, I want to go to your calls. I promised I wanted to get to some more calls. WC, Gary, Tony, Jose, John, we're going to get to you here in just a moment. I did want to just here on the show point out to everybody that this transmission is funded by your financial support. And we're not like the government that comes with tax men and at the barrel of a gun makes you give us money. We're asking you to go buy the books and videos and T-shirts and bumper stickers and materials that we have, wristbands that say InfoWars.com, 9/11 is an inside job. That's how we fund our operation. Plus, we carry, I believe, the best material, the best books and videos I've seen out there, 24 of my films. Camp FEMA is about to start shipping. If you want to get that new film available at InfoWars.com, please think about that today and supporting us by going to InfoWars.com. Or if you're not on the computer or don't want to order something on the computer, you can call toll-free and talk to our operators. They can tell you about the different discounts and specials. It's 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And, of course, you can also support us and see the live TV show and have it archived and higher quality audio from the radio archived. And my book, Paul Watson's book, all my films in super high quality. It's up 5.5 years and running. It's PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, a few of the other outside sponsors that have made today's show possible are folks like MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com, one word. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice storms, etc. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. You can get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Great little unit. Also, Front Sight. You can get a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. You can find out about that offer at frontsight.com. That's F-R-O-N T-S-I-G-H-T.com, or like the front of your rifle, frontsight.com. No drill instructor attitude, no macho stuff. It's family, the biggest privately run, open to the public, firearms training course, two-day courses, four-day courses, five-day courses, year-round. Classes fill up quickly, so the fall is one of the best times to take classes, so check it out today. You can get a 5 days of world-class gun training at the Frontside Firearms Training Institute, secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit for about 75% off, and then get a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. That's frontsight.com, ladies and gentlemen. Let's now go ahead and go to some of your calls. I'm a little bit exhausted. I was on Coast to Coast AM last night. Then I got wound up after being on, couldn't go to sleep for about 2 hours, and I got up early this morning, and so I'm kind of running out of gas here at the end of the show. But I was really fired up at the start of the show, covered so much key info, and we had so many important, powerful guests on today. If you missed the first, second, or third hour, that all starts restreaming in 15 minutes at InfoWars.com, and I hope all of you tune in to hear that, because we have the exclusive Charlie Sheen reaching out to Obama, reaching out to 9/11 Truth, to everybody. It is a powerful video that we, Aaron Dykes, myself, Charlie Sheen, busted our butts to make, and I hope that you will watch it, and I'm asking the listeners to please spread this video out to everybody. We're risking our lives, our names, our treasure doing this, our families doing this. Please, this is having a huge effect. We want 9/11 Truth and the fact that we're not buying into the official hoax to be front and center. The feds are coming in, federalizing schooling with this 9/11 schooling, teaching them how Patriot Act's good, spying on your neighbors is good, Boy Scouts, public school kids, Girl Scouts to spy on their neighbors and their parents under Homeland Security and FEMA. It's all being announced. I mean, I can't even believe this is happening. That's all coming up. But right now, let's talk to WC in Texas. You're on the air, WC.
Hey, thanks, Mr. Jones, for taking my call. I'm a big fan of Mr. Tarpley as well. I wanted to point out one thing I've noticed on the Glenn Beck show. A lot of my research is in the esoteric and things hidden in plain view. If you, next time you tune in, or if you tune in on YouTube or whatever, when he's sitting at his desk on his left side, his left shoulder, so the right side of your screen, there is a plain as day big black triangle. And it's obvious what they're trying to say. And I've also checked into the fact that Glenn Beck is a high-ranking Mormon. And I'm not calling, you know, saying that they're bad, but that is should be taken into account. Are you there?
I'm listening, yeah.
Oh yes, sir. Sorry. Anyway, I've been having phone issues. I'm way out.
No, I know. Listen, I know phones constantly are clicking and cutting out. And look, I don't. My show is not about bashing other talk show hosts because everybody else does it and destroys their shows. I like to be about positive solutions, attacking the real power structure, even going past Obama, going past Bush. But Beck is so disingenuous because with an O'Reilly, with a Matthews, you know they're bad. But I watched O'Reilly make his bones and get popular talking about the Illuminati, government drug dealing on Fox. And I remember 10 years ago when he was first on Fox for the O'Reilly Factor, thinking, man, this guy's good. You know, back before I was more sophisticated, and I learn more every day. The more I learn, the more I know I don't know. But the point is, so I learn what to recognize. And watching Beck, he is there to act silly at key points to discredit things, and nobody's perfect, and then to come out and say FEMA camps don't exist, and to say he supported the banker bailout, and to say he supports the Patriot Act. I mean, he just does. And to attack Ron Paul, and Ron Paul had a chance of winning. Then once Ron Paul was knocked out of the race, he then said he loved him. I mean, he's just a very, very, I mean, it's as obvious as a $3 bill that it's phony. And, but even when they tried to shut him down and censor him, though, I knew they were trying to set a precedent. I came out and defended him because they were using him to play that part. Glenn Beck is, I'm not envious of how big he is, not envious of all the stress he has. I think the guy's very talented. He's a good actor. He's a funny guy, but he is a Benedict Arnold. He's a very sad person, and just like Obama is a fake, and the track record is fake. The fruits of the tree are knocking Ron Paul out, getting the banker bailout passed, supporting the Patriot Act, and I appreciate your call. I really don't watch a lot of Glenn Beck. I see kind of the clips of the nastier stuff he does. And then some stuff he does is good, but rat poison is 98% good food. Gary in Texas, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How's it going, bud?
Good.
I just wanted to say that most Americans need to realize that the 9/11 truth, if it gets exposed, everything gets exposed. The elite gets exposed. And then once that gets exposed, it shows that the sponsored terrorism is true. And then you can trace that all the way back to the Federal Reserve taking over our country and bankrupting them.
That's it. Exactly. You expose government-sponsored terror or corporate or criminal-sponsored where they blame it on people, frame-ups, it's over for them.
Yeah, because 9/11, you can directly connect it to the elite people, and then that can be tracked through history.
Absolutely, my friend. God bless you. Anything else?
Everybody trying to get the 9/11 information out. I don't think they can keep it from... They can't keep the secret no more. Too much.
Absolutely. Let's just keep it going. Never surrender till we get justice.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com. Final segment, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back live tomorrow with Charlie Sheen live. Jesse Ventura is on the road shooting his TV show. He was scheduled to be on tomorrow, and that's up in the air because of flights and airplanes, but he's going to be on in the next few weeks regardless. I wanted to have him on with Charlie, but that's something I got to work on when I get off air. But Charlie's live tomorrow, 9/11, huge show lined up for you. Retransmission starts here in just a few minutes. It was a key first hour today. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in Ohio. Tony, go ahead. Okay, Tony's gone. Let's go to Jose in New York. Okay, let's go to John in New Mexico. John in New Mexico, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are you, sir?
Good. Welcome.
I just want to say something before I prove my point. I'm a musician, and I, you know, all the shows we have, we promote your material, hand out DVDs, all kinds of stuff. It's having a very positive outcome. The reason that I'm calling is I really appreciate what you and Charlie Sheen have fabricated with the whole 20 minutes of the president. I think that's an excellent info bomb. But something I saw that you guys might want to be aware of, I know you guys have been catching a lot of crap because of the disclaimer and the whole controversy.
Pardon me? What did the caller say? Yeah, I mean, is something going on with our phone system? I just dropped four callers. Call me back tomorrow, sir. I was all ears, and I don't know what's going on with the phone systems. A lot of crazy stuff going on. I'm sure that's just something with the Genesis phones. Who knows? I'm not going to try anymore because we're at the end of the show, and I just dropped. Was that three calls that didn't work in a row? He just stopped talking. Okay, whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to be distracted and diverted by the attacks on Sheen saying, oh, it's mean to the family members. The majority of the family members of the victims believe it's an inside job. They're on record. The murderers of these people use their names to push their agenda to kill 1,300,000 Iraqis and tens of thousands of Afghans. The reason U.S. forces are never going to leave Afghanistan until they're kicked out is because there's $500 billion in opium coming out, and the banks get to launder that money and fractionally reserve loan out at least 10 times $500 billion. 10 times $500 billion, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. Okay? That's why they're there, for the oil and the Unocoal pipeline and for the opium, to ship that heroin into the streets of our country. And that's all that's happening, period. I am basically out of time here. I want to say great job to the crew. I want to say great job to everybody that is here in the office. I want to just really appreciate and thank Aaron Dykes for the great job he did. Great job to Jaron Neihardt and, of course, to Paul Hartman and to Rob Dew and to the entire crew that is here that make it all happen, the IT guys especially, trying to keep the servers up. The last few days, as we've had record traffic to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The traffic has subsided a little bit. We may be able to turn comments back on, but if it starts crashing it again, we may have to, or maybe restrict how many pages people can post to. It's just there's so much traffic on the site. When you got hundreds of thousands of people trying to make comments, it just kills the site. The Charlie Sheen video, Message to the President, is up, is out there. It's at the top of the page on Infowars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com. Also want to thank our sponsors, Genesis Communications, all of our affiliates. Please support our local sponsors as well. Another just amazing show today, and I'll be back live in 20 hours on September 11th, the 8th anniversary of the false flag stage terror attacks. Now get out there and stand up against tyranny. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.